You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Drop Podcast. The Blues had just come off a win over the Kings. They had played pretty well against the Kings on Saturday. They had been beaten up a little bit. The Kings are a very physical team. And as I said in my last podcast, Daryl Sutter always makes sure that when you play the Kings, you're going to pay for it and be sore. So I figured the Blues would be a little off their game heading to New York to play the Rangers last night on Tuesday, November 1st, the Blues' first game of the month, and that they were a little off. Their scoring woes will continue. Even though the Blues won the game against the Kings, they won it 1-0. In their previous two games before that, they had only scored one goal. So coming into this game, they had only scored 3 goals in 3 games. As I predicted in my preseason special, I think this team is going to have issues scoring goals. I don't know where they're going to come from. I know they brought in Perron and hoping that he would replace some of the goals from Brouwer and Backes. But that's really, really hard for one guy to do and to rely on him. So I'm not relying on him that much. I think it'd be nice to see 15 to 20 goals from Perron. And I think that's probably what the Blues expect. And we'll probably get somewhere around there. So, you know, the Blues have got to start getting some goals. This game was a prime example. They played a tough team in the Rangers. The Rangers were big and fast. The Rangers, you know, kept the puck in the Blues zone. Even when the Blues would clear it, within a few seconds, it was back in. It was being carried in by players. It wasn't being dumped in. It was being carried in. And because of these types of players being the big and fast type for the Rangers, the Blues weren't able to keep them out of their end. And they kept getting scoring chance after scoring chance. And that's how they were able to get on the board with this goal due to a huge mistake by Pietrangelo not being able to clear the puck out of his own zone.
Pietrangelo had it knocked away by McDonough. He rides McDonough to the boards. Kreider to Girardi. He scores! And Girardi with a blast! And the Rangers take a 1-0 lead.
Damn, this shot ends up deflecting off the stick of Tarasenko. Just enough, I think, to fool the goaltender, Jake Allen, and go just inside the post.
I don't think that goal can really be Jake Allen's fault. Girardi took that shot from the point and just changed directions after just grazing Tarasenko's stick, who was trying to stop the puck, and it just fooled him a little bit and went to his glove side. You could tell he was ready to make the save, but it just moved on him a little bit, and the Rangers take the lead 1-0 on that goal by Girardi. And, you know, I don't want to try to praise the other team too much, but it is kind of nice to see Girardi get a goal. I just wish it wasn't against the Blues. This guy's had a lot of injuries, including knee injuries. So this was his second goal this year. Kreider got his 5th assist. McDonough got his 9th assist. Man, that's a lot of assists. That goal was 9 minutes and 37 seconds into the first period. The Blues go down 1-0. It would continue to where, you know, the Blues would get some shots. They couldn't sustain any pressure on Lundqvist, and that was the issue. The difference was the Blues have a different style of play to where they try to dump the puck in and go after it and get their scoring chances from there. And that just wasn't working against the Rangers last night. The Rangers carry the puck in and through crisp passing, battling on the boards, they're able to get great scoring chances. And Jimmy Vesey got the scoring chance and made sure that he put it in the net to give the Rangers a 2-0 lead.
Fired up the boards. McDonough stops it. Vesey, quick pass. Good puck movement. Step on. Sets up. Score! Jimmy Vesey! It's a power play goal! The Rangers move that puck beautifully.
Sam, they do this in practice. Vesey starts the play right here. They'll end up with first. McDonough keeps it in. Now look at the passing to Vesey, the other side. Vesey goes right back to the front of the net. Steen is there. But Feezy, after taking a beautiful little pass from Derek Stepan, finishes the play for the power play goal.
And the Rangers' second goal was also the fact that the Blues couldn't get the puck out of their end. The Rangers continue to pass very crisply. You can tell these guys do practice this power play in their practices. You can just tell that these guys do this. The Blues didn't give up. They still were playing hard. They were getting some chances on Lundqvist, but just couldn't get anything past him, you know, up to this point. And Vesey gets the second goal. Jimmy Vesey, that was his sixth goal. It was a power play goal for the Rangers. Stepan gets his sixth assist, and Skiji gets his fourth assist. And after the first period, it's 2-0 Rangers. The second period would start, and the Blues played pretty decently at the first part of the second period. They started out, you know, trying to get that puck in and trying to keep it in the Rangers zone, but they just could not do it. And the Rangers continued to add to their lead on this goal by Rick Nash.
It's intercepted by Vesey. Comes in 3-on-2 down low. Nash shoots, save, Allen. Trying to bank it in, he did! Rick Nash scores!
Now, there's a lot of ways that speed and quickness can show itself in a game, and this time it's Vesey coming off the bench. That long pass, and guess who intercepts it? Vesey does, coming from the bench, and then turns very quickly, gives Nash the chance. Allen, one save. Nash purposely fires in against him as he's trying to get back in the net, and it goes off of Jake Allen.
That third goal, just a great example of how things were going for the Blues last night. You know, Nash puts the initial shot on goal. Allen makes the save. And then Nash just puts it on Allen. You know, not any great shot. Just wanted to bank it off of him and see what would happen. And, well, he banked it off of him and it went in the goal. And, you know, that's what happens when you work hard. And the Rangers just had the Blues number. You know, the Blues, I'm not saying are a worse team, but last night the Rangers were just the better team. And, you know, when that happens and you play hard, stuff like that tends to go against you in a goal like Nash got. That was Nash's fifth goal of the season. Vesey, second assist of the season. And 6 minutes and 18 seconds into the second period, the Blues are looking down the barrel at a 3-0, you know, hole. And once you get that, you've got to kind of change your style. And when you change your style a little bit, it kind of opens things up for the other team. And the Rangers would continue to put the pressure on, and Zuccarelli would make them pay just about 6 minutes later after the Nash goal.
Out to McDonough. Now to Zibanejad. Save, rebound, score!
What a pass from Chris Kreider. The Rangers get it in the offensive zone after a beautiful breakout.
Well, folks, that old saying, when it rains, it pours. It was raining and pouring in New York at the Madison Square Garden last night. Schwartz gets a penalty, and just not something the Blues needed after being down 3-0, trying to mount some kind of comeback, which was still possible. But Schwartz gets a penalty, and Zuccarello, it was right at the right place at the right time. Jake Allen made the initial save, but Zuccarello was standing right in the crease, and just they couldn't get him out of the crease, and he's right there for a simple tap-in goal. That goal, as I said, was a Ranger power play goal. It was at 12 minutes and 55 seconds into the second period. That was Zuccarello's fifth goal of the season. Zuccarello played a pretty good game for the Rangers last night. To Kreider, gets another assist, his sixth, his second of the game. And Zibanejad, who played another great game against the Blues, and which he did on October 15th when the Rangers were in St. Louis and the Blues won that game 3-2. Zibanejad played a very good game in that one too. And the Rangers take a 4-0 lead. At this point, what does Ken Hitchcock have to lose? You know, not necessarily saying that these goals are Jake Allen's fault, but he makes a goalie change. Just seeing if he could spark something with the team, and it just continued. Carter Hutton came in, and around 6 minutes after the Zuccarello goal, the Rangers got on a board again on a goal by Hayes.
Fine checking him. VC breaks out. Three on one. The Bovista back. VC to Miller to score!
The Rangers make the defensive play as Jimmy Vesey's carrying it down the ice. On this play, Miller's in the middle of the ice. He's going to get checked, but he has to stop it with his skate. Watch it with his skate. Then gets his stick free and beats Hayes over the other side.
By this point of the game, you can tell the Blues are just tired. They are worn out from the Rangers' up and down play. And the Rangers start getting better opportunities. And because of it, this goal by Hayes happens. The Blues trying to keep the puck in the Rangers' zone. And the Rangers are just too fast, too big. And great passing. They get a 3-on-1. Petrangelo's trying to come back, but Petrangelo's just a little too late, and they get this goal 18 minutes and 17 seconds in to the third period, just a couple minutes left, and it's Hayes' third goal. Crisp passing back and forth, not too many passes. They kind of deked the goalie Hutton to think that the lead guy coming in might shoot the puck, but he ended up passing it over. And a great one-timer by Kevin Hayes. Like I said, his third goal of the season. Miller, his seventh assist. VC, his third assist. And this the play was key to VC getting the puck out of the blue zone so quickly and down it to the blue line of the Blues end. And it seemed like to me that happened in about a second and a half. That's how quickly they got this puck down. And the Rangers took the lead 5-0. And that would be the whole game right there. The Blues just couldn't come back and mount any attack at all. I think the Blues just met a team that was hitting on all cylinders last night. The Blues gave an effort, but you could just tell that the Rangers had a step on them. Their passing was a little bit better. And it was the Rangers game last night. You know, there's going to be games like this for every team to where you're a little off and the other team's very on, and that's what happened last night and why the Blues take the 5-0 loss. Let's go ahead and get into the post-game interviews with Paul Stastny and Alex Steen to see what went wrong with this game, and then we'll get into the stats and go over a few more thoughts and comments about the Blues and why this game was lost.
It's what we do in here. I think from top to bottom, we weren't ready to play. Our leaders, my line, I think we didn't play together. We didn't play as a unit of five. And then when you do that, we get too spread out. They play a lot faster game. Then we get tentative. But like I said, I think when we play together, we're playing well. We're playing together. We're supporting the puck. We're all playing as a unit of five. When we're not, one guy's in no man's land. The other guy wants the puck. The other guy doesn't want the puck. And you can't do that in this league. And I think we got to kind of stop the bleeding and get back to what works, and we know what works for us, and it's kind of playing that grind game, that puck possession game. And when we do that, we're supporting each other, we're all playing together. And when we're not, we try to make too many fancy plays, and then we get caught on our heels, and then we put way too much pressure on our goalies to back us out or to bail us out.
Any reason why that was the case tonight, not ready to play?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know if we gave him too much respect or I think someone said earlier, it's not anything new. I think it's kind of been creeping our game lately, and we've gotten away with it or gotten points with it. But maybe this is something that's going to really wake us up and get us back to work.
So we get an unlucky bounce on the first one. Second one's a PK goal, and we're down by two. I think we start trying to force things that aren't there, trying to create offense out of basically nothing, and having them as quick as they can play, they just came at us. And when you do that, you leave your goalies hanging out to dry, and that's what we did tonight.
I was going to say, it's got to be tough to come back against a team with so much speed and coming at you.
Yeah, and I think we continue to do so for too long of a stretch as well. It's, we need to respond in a different manner and get back to basics and start building the game from the back and from our foundation. And tonight we did the opposite. We ran a lot of risks and got dinged on them.
I think Paul Stastny was dead on. The Blues just came out flat, and the Rangers did not. And once the Rangers got that lead, the Blues kind of changed the style of play, and it fed into what the Rangers did best, and that's quick passes up and down the ice, keeping pressure on the Blues. And this game was basically that. The Blues would get the puck out of their end, alleviate some of the pressure for about 3 seconds, and the Rangers would all be huddled around the center ice or the blue line, and the Blues couldn't get the puck in, and they'd bring it right back in and start putting pressure on Jake Allen and then eventually Carter Hutton, and the Blues had no answer for it. They tried to stretch some plays, as both the players said, Steen and Stasny, and that just didn't work. The Rangers were feasting at that point, and the Blues just were on a losing battle trying to go uphill, and the Rangers get the win 5-0. Let's go ahead and go over the stats. Stats of this game look like this. The Blues fall to 5-3-2. The Rangers improve to 7-3-1. And shots on goal, 29 for the Rangers, 35 for the Blues. So the Blues did get some shots on goal. I would say not a lot of great scoring chances. There were a few good saves that Lundqvist had to make in this game. Power play, 2-for-6. Number one, the Blues cannot give up 6 power plays to a team such as the Rangers with their speed and their passing ability. The Rangers get 6 power plays. You're putting yourself behind the 8-ball. On the other hand, the Blues only got 2, and they were 0-for-2. And I think that has a lot to do with the type of play they had to start playing to try to get back in this game, to why they couldn't try to force the Rangers to take stupid penalties. And that's why they only got 2 chances. Faceoffs were 45% for the Blues, 55% for the Rangers. Let's go over the scoring real quick. You know you're not doing well when all your side talks about is shots. Laterra had 5 shots. Tarasenko had 3 shots. Pareko had 6 shots. Allen allowed 4 goals on just 20 shots. You know, a couple of those are definitely not his fault. I would say he did his job on most of those. Girardi got his 2nd goal of the season. VC was the star of the game with 3 points. Got his 6th goal of the season and 2 assists. Nash played a very physical game. Got his 5th goal of the season. Zuccarello got a power play goal, his 5th. Kreider had 2 assists. I would say he's the 2nd star of the game. Lundqvist, you know, 3rd star of the game, although he didn't face a lot of tough shots. He did have to make a few and made them when he had to. And that's what good goalies do. So the Blues, after this loss, have got to find some way to score, folks. They have to find some way to get the puck in the net. You know, a while back, they scored 6 goals in Calgary, came back home against the Flames, scored 1 goal, played against Detroit, scored 1 goal, beat the Kings, scored 1 goal, and then last night, they scored no goals, and they've got a tough team coming up in Dallas. I know their record doesn't show it, but as of today, the Stars are 2-1-1 at home. They're a much better team at home than they are on the road, and this is another team that's similar to like the Rangers. Big guys who can fly, crisp passing. So the Blues are going to have to figure out how to play against this style of team, or there's going to be issues all season. I think Ken Hitchcock and Mike Yao will be able to make some adjustments, and hopefully we'll see some pucks in the net, and we can get Tarasenko back on the scoring board and get Perron and Schwartz and Fabry and all these other guys that we need to score, you know, to start scoring. After that, they're going to finish up this road trip in Minnesota. Mike Yao's old stomping grounds against the Wild on Saturday. So it's going to be an interesting week, folks. Can the Blues start scoring? That's the answer. The goaltending's there. You know, like I said, I'm not blaming Jake Allen for last night's loss. I don't think there's too much he could have done. So let's start from there. We've got the goaltending. Let's batten down the hatches on the defense. Not allow these guys to skate in and start making these crisp passes to where you're running around the rink, you know, like a chicken with his head cut off. If the Blues can do that, they're going to be fine. You know, there's going to be up and downs in this season. And right now, they're kind of down. Even though they beat the Kings the other night, they're not scoring, they're not playing their best, and they've kind of gotten out of their game. Let's get back to the game that you know, boys, and let's make sure that we protect our end. And as Steen said, it starts in, you know, in your end. It's got to start in your end, protecting your end, and getting some opportunities off of that protection in your end. And I'm sure the Blues will be able to hopefully make some adjustments before Dallas, because it could be a long night in Dallas if they don't. Once again, thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to go over the game with you guys and recap this game. I know it wasn't a fun game to watch per se, but hey, it's the Blues, and we love the Blues, and we're going to watch them And if they play bad, we're going to call them out on it. If they play great, we're going to bring out the positives. That's what we do here on The Drop. I've been your host, Lance Descott. Thanks again for joining me. I will see you after the Dallas game and for another episode of The Drop Podcast.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.